Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States. He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property, please.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
In the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, When the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay, there is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material competitions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio, Sunday evening. How is everybody doing? I hope well. Tomorrow is Labor Day. We're supposed to be celebrating labor, I guess, all the good jobs we have in America. I guess we have to celebrate all the good jobs we've shipped out of America, because there's not very many around. Yeah, if you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, judge, or you're a politician, sure, those are good jobs. You can really rip people off left and right. You know, even plumbers, you know, they got a good trade, but they got to get out there and really work hard. Nothing wrong with that, but they make good money. Very few, you know, the steel factories are gone, the sewing factories are gone, the clothing factories are gone. Most of our manufacturing plants for automobiles are actually over in China and Japan. They actually make American cars over in Japan and China. We don't have any real good industry anymore in America. And if you try to start a business up or come up with an idea, the government will shut you down so fast, your head will spin. There's so many rules that you got to go by and get so many licenses and permits. And you got to get permission, you got to go file this, you got to file that, and then you got to file the taxes, and you know, special types of tax forms, and by the time it's all said and done, you have to charge your customers $80 an hour if you have a service kind of business. As far as a retail or a manufacturing plant, I don't know too much about those, but I'm sure they even have it worse, because I don't see any of them anymore around. There's a few here and there, but not like it was in the 1950s and the 60s and the 70s, even in the 80s. They all started departing in the 1990s. And good old Bill Clinton started taking over. And then, you know, Daddy Bush there, he did a number on the economy too. If you remember, we were in a very bad recession during 1990 and 91. Reagan was the last president where the economy really was strong. In the 80s, we were doing pretty good in the 80s. Jimmy Carter, was he really even president? Jimmy Carter. Does anyone even know who that is? Jimmy Carter. He was president? My goodness. What a loser he was, huh? What a bum. Well, anyway, last night's show was pretty good. We talked a lot about this Kentucky issue where this woman has been arrested, and she sits in jail still tonight as we speak because she refused to hand out a gay marriage license. I've invited a lot of people to come on this show over the internet this past day or two to, hey, call in to your mind, whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, whatever. You know, I see all these comments on the internet, people threatening each other, and I stand for this, and, you know, here I go. I type it in. Hey, you want to talk on a platform? Well, I got a little internet radio show. Come on. Speak your piece. I'll let you talk. No. Has anyone responded back to me? No. You want to know why? Because I believe it's a put-up job. I believe it's all fake. It's all fake. Just like this hyping up with this Black Lives Matter crap. Okay? Because I don't see any racial tension in my city. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay? And I don't see any racial tension. I don't hear about it at all when I'm out in the street or out and about. Okay? And Greensboro is the second largest city in the state of North Carolina. And North Carolina is the eighth largest state in the United States as far as population. Do you think we'd have some sort of racial tension with Charlotte, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Greensboro, the second largest city? Well, I just told you I'm from Greensboro. That's where I do all my shopping. That's where I go. I mean, I travel to. I actually stay in another town, but Greensboro is where I go get things. I don't see any racial tension whatsoever. But yet the news talks like we're having a race war. I mean, let's play a clip here from Governor O'Malley. Right here, where he had a town hall meeting, and just listen. It's only a minute and 59 seconds long. Check it out.
The Democratic Party, there was a Netroots Nation convention, a gathering of liberal activists in Phoenix, and there was a moment where one of the Democratic presidential candidates, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, was shouted down when he said, all lives matter, in a question about Black Lives Matter.
Every life matters, and that is why this issue is so important. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter.
I read a column on a liberal blog saying that he was using the language of white supremacy. Can you explain why people would be mad at somebody saying all lives matter?
Well, first of all, I don't approve of and I don't condone shouting down anyone, because I do believe that when these speakers, these presidential candidates come, they want to be heard, and clearly I like the back and forth. That being said, there's a real cry out there, a cry from a generation that wants to be heard, that feel crushed by the street violence that they are experiencing and the unjust police tactics that they are also experiencing. So they want to be heard, and they don't want to be grouped together with All Lives Matter. They want candidates to understand their pain, their frustration. They've attended too many funerals, and they're not going to allow candidates to come in and pander without addressing these issues. One in particular is the woman who was killed. Well, I don't know the circumstances, so apologize for that.
She's found dead.
Miss Bland, who was really one of the heroes behind the Black Lives Matter. So there's a lot of frustration, and I would advise candidates, Democrats and Republicans, to figure out what's going on. Because if they decide to go on a stage and not address these issues, they will shout them
Figure out what's going on. A good words to live by, Peter, Donna, Congressman Dana. Thank you.
Yeah, the whole interview, the last word she said, figure out what's going on. We got to figure out what's going on. You're right about that. Because I think everyone's full of shit. I think it's all a bunch of crock of crap. Because I tell you what, like I just told you, I don't see any of that going on around in my city, my inner city. Like I told you, Greensboro, North Carolina, is the second largest city in North Carolina. And I don't see any type of nonsense going on whatsoever. People hold doors for each other. People say hello. People wait on you. I don't see anyone attacking anyone. I don't hear about it on the local news media here. So what's going on? What's going on, really? What is the media promoting and hyping up that is fake? I wonder. Because we all know Fox News and CNN is a puppet show. If you watch it, that's good. Just get some popcorn, though. Get a little bit of popcorn. Pretend you're at the movies. Because it's not real. It's not. I would say, actually, in my own opinion, and I'm not talking out, you know, my side of my neck here, I would say about 85% of what you see on Fox News and CNN is fake. It's not real. Okay? Anyone want to challenge me on that, go right ahead. But I believe that 85% of that, what I see when I do tune in, because I tune into the television. I want to see what they're trying to promote and everything because, hey, I got a talk show here and I'm trying to, you know, put the facts out there and I have to know what everybody's doing and I have to pay attention to what's going on because I just can't come on here and talk about nothing. So we have to talk about the issues that are facing us today, like the show is titled, Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. And we live in perilous times and we live in felonious times. We live in a scam. Everything is a scam out there. It's a trick. It's trickery. You cannot trust your next-door neighbor, okay? Be careful who you befriend. Be careful who you bring into your home as a friend. Be careful who you talk to and allow personal information that is important to you get out in the open to certain people because people are tricky. There's a lot of trickery going on because let me tell you something. What everyone is chasing out there is the almighty dollar. And they want that dollar so they can walk into those malls, those car lots and what have you, and all those signs with that the jewelry and all these nice material possessions that we get, you know, in America that are shipped in from China and Japan made for slave wages. We want all that nice stuff. I want that flat-screen TV that'll only work for 2 years. I want that nice laptop that'll work after 6 months. I want that iPhone that if I drop it, it won't work anymore. I want the cheap garbage because it looks great. I want that sports car that's made from garbage out of plastic. I mean, I want all that nice stuff because flashy and being popular and saying, hey, look what I got is important to everybody because that's how you're judged in society today. So when you trust your neighbor or you trust strangers to come into your home, you better be careful. Watch out. There was a friend of mine. He was an ex-worker of mine. We worked together landscaping. And on the road that he lived, well, you know, he was a single guy. He was 45 years old. You know, I mean, he lived alone. He had a good job, made good money. Well, you know, he'd hang out at the clubs at night trying to pick up a girl like most lonely guys do, you know, because he doesn't know anybody. And he picks up this girl, he meets her, he moves her into the house. Well, everything's good for a couple weeks till he comes home one day and guess what? Everything's gone. Gone. Cleaned out. Gone. Credit cards maxed out. The whole 8 hours he was while he was working, guess what? Out shopping. The girl that he picked up. Out shopping. Buying everything. With her boyfriend. Her boyfriend. The real boyfriend. Okay? Credit cards maxed out. Bank account drawn down to negative. Below. 500 in the negative. Everything he had, gone, cleaned out of the house. Guess what the police said? There's nothing we could do about it. She lived here. You know, she has just as much right to everything in this house as you. She was a resident here. You know, you two were basically common law and, you know, wife and husband. She lived here. What? Did she have a key? Yes. Oh, so she has a key to the house? She can come and go as she wants? Closed. Cops can't do nothing. She walked away with everything. And this is a true story. I swear to you, this is a true story. Happened about 3 years ago. One of my workers told me. I said, wow, how stupid could that guy be? Wake up. Be careful. Be careful who you trust. Even your own family. Be careful. Because the only thing people care about is money. That's all they want. Money. That's the most important thing that rules the world today. Money. Money is the root of all, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Just, it even talks about it in the Bible. Okay? Jesus Christ, the only time he used physical force in his entire ministry was when he walked into the temple and he whipped the money changers. He beat them all up, chased them out of the temple. Boom! Out of there. Chased them all out, cleared them all out. He said, this is my Father's house. We're supposed to be worshiping here, not exchanging goods, making money, selling things. Where when people come to worship, you're selling them things? Well, he showed them the power of God that day, and he must have. I mean, I'm not going to get into a Bible lesson tonight, but what I'm trying to tell you is, imagine if I walked into a Federal Reserve building and chased everybody out. I'd have some divine power, wouldn't I? Or if I walked into my local bank and just chased everybody out, started beating them, whipping them, get out of here. Pretty powerful, huh? So he must have had some divine power. There was divine intervention that day. Because money is evil. The rich man. Can the rich man get into heaven? Well, according to the Bible, it's very difficult. Very. All right? Am I saying people who have money are evil? No. But what I'm saying is when you have things and you have lots of things, and you have lots of possessions, people always want them. You're the best friend of everyone around. You're popular. They like you. Imagine if you had nothing and you were poor and you actually were living check to check. Do you think some of your great friends would come around then? No. Because I've seen it. I know. I was in the worst place known to man. I was in an administrative segregation unit in a supermax prison, level 5 status, locked down 23 hours a day, 7 days a week, 2 showers a week, fed 3 trays of dog food every day. People knew me back then. Not many. Where were all my friends I was hanging out with, partying with, having a good time? Nowhere to be found. Couldn't call them. Call them. Nope, I don't accept the charges. Hang up on me. Where were all my friends? Gone. But when I was out doing what I was doing and I had a pocket full of money, I was a popular guy. They all liked me. Do you live that situation today? Are you well off, or you're okay and you're doing okay, and you know, and you have vipers running around trying to take what you got or plotting against you? It happens. It's happening today, every day. So wake up. Back to the original issue. We get back to morality in this country. Gay and lesbians marrying. And it all starts there, folks. You may say, what does that have to do with it? It has a lot to do with it. Because if you don't have any type of righteous foundation of belief or truth in your life, you are immoral. And you cannot legislate morality. The politicians can't do it. It has to come from us, we the people. We have to legislate the morality. We have to wake people up. Otherwise, guess what? We're going to hell in a handbasket, and that's all that's to it. Goodbye. And you might say, I don't have much long to live, and I don't care. Well, you know what? If that's how you care about your family and you care about your loved ones, then you know what? You're not really any good anyway. That's how I see it, in my opinion. Because you should care about what you hand down to the younger generation. In society, your family, your friends, whatever have you. Hey, listen, I know a lot of people have double-crossed people, and, you know, a lot of family don't believe that this person should live a certain way, and, you know, but you have to overcome those types of preconceived notions about people, I guess you could say. You know, you got to kind of put things in the past and start from a new beginning. And that goes for everybody in life. And that's why we call tonight Family and Friends Night, because if you are an old friend, you know what? You kind of got to bury what happened in the past and start from anew. Because we live in perilous times, we live in troubled times. So we kind of got to stick together here. Because if we don't, what's that old saying? Together we stand, divided we fall. Pretty simple. Not that long of a phrase. It's very easy to remember. Together we stand, divided we fall. It's common sense. But anyway, I got one person on the line, two people on the line that want to check in, so I'll go ahead and put them through. 203-684, I'm putting you through right now. Hello.
Hi there. It's Joe and Meriden. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. I was just sounding off tonight.
I know it. That's good, and I'm going to be quick, and I'm going to more or less go on your coattails, I guess, and tell you a little bit about what I know and what I've been writing down here to talk about while you've been going. And you sound just like me when you're talking there. You're skeptical about everything. And you're exactly correct. You're exactly correct, I believe, on what you're saying. And so is that clerk in Kentucky. You need to do what's right. You can't do what's wrong. And if you try to impress to do what's right on people and they still do the wrong thing, that's about the best you can do. You know, don't walk around with your pants down around your ankles just because you can. Don't walk around bare-chested if you're a female just because you can. You need to do the right thing, the moral thing. You know, you steal, you lie, you rob just to get by in America in this day and age. Why would you even need to do things like that? You know, you got food stamps. You could make money picking up cans. You could make money doing all sorts of things. I stopped down the store today at 12:30 and had just been robbed. Three black guys went in there. They stole a bunch of bottles of vodka and went behind the counter and did what they had to do and took off. You know, it's the 7th of the month. And their money's gone already. What does that tell you? What's going to happen about the rest of the month? But I'm going to go a little bit more about your scams and everything, and then I'll be done. Go ahead. You were going to say something?
No. I was agreeing with you. Go ahead. You're all right. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I receive emails, and I'm sure you receive emails. You receive phone calls. You receive letters in the mail. You know, you won money. You won a free trip. Congratulations. You won a free prize. All you got to do is come in and do this and do that, and if you do go in and you do that, you do send in your fee or whatever, you end up with nothing. It's a confidence scam is what it is. The media is a lie. Everything you see on TV is photoshopped. There's blue screens, green screens, or whatever it is in the background, when actually the people who are talking to you are on stage, and they make it as appear as they're somewhere else because that's what they do. They lie. You can't believe what you see or hear on TV. And I've said this over and over again since your call started. You listen to what they have to say. You take it with a grain of salt. You make up your own mind what you believe in, what you don't believe in, and then you do what is right. You watch the stock market. You watch what they're talking about to get the hell out of their way. That's what you do. Let's face it. An aluminum airplane can't go through a 200-foot solid concrete building, come out the other side through 47 solid steel columns, and come out undented. It's not possible. I'm not saying the buildings didn't come down. What I'm saying is what you're seeing on TV is a movie. It's not real. They knew it was going to happen, and that's why they made the movie. So we're talking about confidence games and schemes and scams and everything else. Well, we don't have to get into the scams you're going to get when you have somebody move in or you get a tenant or anything like that, because in this day and age, you've got to be careful because nobody's going to pay their rent. And everybody is out to get something for themselves. You got caller ID spoofing. You look in your caller ID, you see who's calling. It's the IRS. It's my bank. It's my credit union. And it's really not. It's someone else impersonating your bank, your credit union, the IRS, just to get your personal information so they can scam you down the road and take everything that you've worked your life for. You got a cordless phone, especially an older one. There are probably people sitting outside your house listening to every word you say on a scanner. You can still do that on scanners nowadays with older phones, and the technology is out there where you can even get scanners to listen to newer phones. I mean, because everything they make can be broken. Around 2005, TJ Maxx had 46 million credit cards stolen. 2012, 40 million. From Adobe Systems, you know, Adobe that you use on your computer and everything. In 2013, Target, 40 million credit card numbers stolen. 2014, Home Depot, was it 56 million credit cards stolen. What these people do is they sit on these numbers, they sit on these names, and then all of a sudden they're going to leap out and they're going to have a windfall and you're going to receive all kinds of bills. I talked about this a few weeks ago, credit. That's what's killing America. And the banks are going to start doing something about it by making sure that you don't get your cash. And it's going to bring things down. I think that's about all I want to say in that subject. And then I'll let someone else get in there or I'll jump in if I have anything else to say.
Well, we do have another person. So I'll go ahead and put them on 336-349. Go ahead.
Very pretty. I like it.
Hey, you're on. Hello. Hello, 336-349.
Hello?
Maybe not. Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
There she is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
All right. How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm okay. I was just, as far as what he was saying about the news media, yeah, you definitely can't trust them. I don't know if anybody remembers this because it happened years ago, but CNN was actually caught faking news footage. They actually pretended like they were in Saudi Arabia during the Gulf War. They had the gas masks. They had the sound effects. Later, you find out they're in the studio standing in front of a green screen.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that actually. Yeah, I do. I remember that. You're absolutely right. And it
was
and
the truth.
They didn't air a lot of that, but you're right. That did happen. And I remember that.
Yeah, so you can't trust the news media. You've got to be really skeptical when it comes to the mainstream media because they, you know, if they faked a story once, they can fake one again. So they're definitely capable of that.
Well, but the problem is today we all have short-term memories when it comes to entertainment like TV or movies or what have you. We have short-term memories where, you know, like, the next big story we'll believe, and we forget. But later on, we'll analyze it and say, "Hey, that wasn't true." It's kind of like the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. You know, we all believe that to be real in the beginning, 100% for real. It broke a lot of people up. But today, people are second guessing what actually happened to there. You know, so why can't we jump right off from the beginning and say, "Hey, we need to find out the facts right now before they bulldoze down the building." And they get rid of all the witnesses, pay everybody off, and move them out of Dodge. You know what I'm saying? We kind of got to wake up, and that's the problem because we're all zombified. We're all in another world because we're so busy paying our mortgage, paying our electric bills, paying our car payment. We're so busy, and we tend to forget the truth because we're going off into another way, another plane of reality that isn't true. Like you said, the television is a why do they call it a television program? They call it a TV program. What's program mean? Program. They're programming you to believe what that screen is telling you. It's a program. They're programming you. You know, everything's like that. Radio program, this program, you know, and we forget what those words actually mean. Program. I don't call my show a program. What did I just say? Show. I call it a show. I'm putting on a show for you people so that you can obtain the truth and decipher between yourselves, and I give everyone an opportunity to call in. I'm not a program. I'm not going to program you. So what I'm trying to say is we need to really understand reality and stay in touch with reality. And I know it's hard because there's so much confusion out there, like today. You know, I was listening to this radio show this morning. Well, it was a radio program because it was FM. And they're talking – there's this doctor on there talking about this powder that you could take. I forgot the name of it. And I wish I wrote down his name. But if you drink it, you know, it'll help you sleep at night. It helps clear up your blood vessels. And, you know, it makes you feel relaxed at night. Because sometimes I have trouble sleeping at night. And a lot of us probably do. We toss and turn. Well, I would like to go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night and sleep all the way through to 6. And I'm sure a lot of you would love that too. So we're searching for that answer. So I'm listening to this guy talk. And he, for the first 100 callers, you can try this product out risk-free. Nope. He will send it to you risk. First 100 callers. Well, I call. And I'm caller number 65. Now I give her all my information. And she says, what card do you want to put this on? I said, what the hell are you talking about, card? She goes, well, the total is $169.95. You're going to charge me $169.95. After this guy just sat on the radio for an hour telling me I could try it for risk, I was so pissed off. And I may follow up on that. We may call that radio station from this radio station during the week. That's how pissed off I got. Because you know what? I'm sick and tired of these scams. You lied, you bait and switched me, you took all down all my personal information, and then you want to charge my bank account $169.95 for something that you told me I could try for free?
That
you
wouldn't
know,
be
it's
the worst
a scam.
Of it. That
What's
wouldn't
that?
Be the worst of it. That wouldn't be the worst of it. What would be the worst of it is when you find out that you're on an automatic shipment and they're going to start charging you $169 every single month. Because that's what's going to happen.
Well, she didn't get my bank account because I'm not an idiot. You know, well,
right.
I don't call people an idiot, but, you know, I'm more well-informed.
And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Everybody should know what to take. Everybody should have a garden with things growing in it. You don't even have to have a garden in the ground. If you've got a small deck, you could be doing it. And what you're paying $169 for, you could probably grow yourself every year for nothing.
Yeah, you're right. But do we have time to do that? Do I have time to work in my garden 8 hours a day to help me sleep
you,
at
you
night?
Don't, you know,
no.
You don't have to work in a... You don't have to work in a garden. These herbs and everything will basically tend to themselves. You plant them, you forget them. You just make sure they have water, that's all. If you're out on your back deck and you're having a cigarette or drinking a beer or friends over, pull out a couple weeds that are growing and that's it. They're going to reseed themselves. They're going to grow year after year, and they'll be there when you want them. And even if you let the weeds come up, they will still grow.
Yeah, well, you're right. But well, what advice do you have for me to grow in my backyard or anybody, average, ordinary person out there? Or can I walk into the grocery store or my local health food store to buy something to help me sleep better at night where I can get a good night's sleep where I don't sleep 2 hours and I got to get up, you know, and I got to get up and walk around for a half an hour before I can fall back to sleep again. And I know there's a lot of people out there who have that same problem. So I mean, what do you recommend? In your opinion.
Well, okay, I'm not an herbalist. I'm not a doctor. This is just me thinking, and I would have to think on this a little bit longer, but I could come up with a couple things off the top of my head. First of all, you have to determine what the problem is, okay? I mean, some people have bad backs and things like that. They can't stay in bed for 2 hours. They have to get up. The pain wakes them up. You may have other physical problems, you know, organs and things like that wake you up. But for general speaking, you know, melatonin you can buy. You can grow German chamomile out in your garden. You can buy German chamomile. Those are a couple things that you could do. If you're going to be buying these tablets or capsules, first of all, stay away from the tablets because they're held together with glue. If you're going to be buying capsules, and that's all you can get, I wouldn't recommend it, though, but dump the herbs out of the tablet into water and let it sit and then drink the water. Otherwise, buy the herbs in bulk. And I know Earth Fair Town Fair or whatever the name of the store our store is, they sell bulk herbs. But again, you can grow all this stuff for free. And there are many more that will help you give a good night's sleep. There are many opiates or opiate derivatives that you can grow that would make you numb that you could take. Off the top of my head, I don't want to mention anything because I don't know if I'd be even correct or not. But that's where you got to start. You got to figure out what the problem is to begin with.
Okay. Well, what problem causes me not to sleep, you think, in your opinion? What causes, because I'm going to tell you right now, me personally, me as an individual, I'm not speaking for anyone else. I mean, I'll just throw my problems out there. I'll lay down at 10:30 at night, and by the time 12:30 is around, I got to get up again because I just can't lay there anymore, you know. And I'll walk around for 15, 20 minutes, or I'll just lay there, and then I'll fall back to sleep. I cannot have a consistent hour, you know, straight 6, 7, 8 hours sleep. I can only sleep 1 to 2 hours tops before I have to get up again.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't know what time I went to bed last night, 10, 11 o'clock, something like that. And it was 12:15, but I didn't know it. And I got up because I thought it was 3 o'clock. And I came up. I came out in the living room. You know, I made some coffee. I went out on the porch, and I had a smoke. And I came in, and it was about 12:30 last night. But I thought it was a little after 3. That's why I got up. But, you know, That's because my back hurts and things like that, and it causes me pain. It's for no other reason. But I can lay back down again if I have to. Some people can't. You know, you could try the chamomile. You could try the melatonin. You could try a B complex vitamin. I think B6 is niacin, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Or just get the entire B complex suite of vitamins and try that, because the B complex will work on your mind, will work on your brain. You know, very schizophrenic people and everything, they find out if they take a large dose of B vitamins, they no longer, you know, do crazy or stupid things. And so a B complex would be a good place to start.
All right. Well, I got Wisconsin here on the line, so I believe this is Mike in Wisconsin, so I'll go ahead and put him on. Hey, Mike, how are you? Can you hear me?
Mike? Hey, how you doing? Pretty good.
Hi, Mike.
I'm pretty good. How about you guys?
No, we're doing all right. What'd you think of the opening, or you got something else you want to talk about? What's on your mind tonight?
I thought the opening was really good. I liked it. You know, you're talking about going to sleep. Let me remind you, when you were working on the farm, and, you know, you got up at 4:30, we milked cows, fed cows, came in, had breakfast, went out, did all our chores in the field and everything else, went back, milked the cows, fed the cows, cleaned up after the cows, and did all the chores we needed to do for shutdown, and then you come in the house and you have supper, and guess what? You go to bed and you sleep all night long. You're not waking up 5-6 times. But what I'm just trying to get at is, you know, today people's jobs are fluff jobs. You know, I you know, I hit this key or that key, or, you know, and the majority of the jobs ain't very physical. You know, well, of course construction is, but I mean, you know, most jobs are like that. And, you know, people, you know, what I'm trying to say is they're not wearing themselves out, you know, in a matter of speaking, you know.
We're not working our ass off like we did years ago, because today we have technology to take care of us, and some of us are not working at all, and we're just not, it's just not the shovel in the hand, the rake in your hand, and we're going out there and blood, sweat, and tears, basically, you know. And at the end of the day, we eat a good meal, we say good night, and it's good night, and we wake up in the morning, we do the same thing again 7 days a week to make a living. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, no iPhone is going to plant a garden for you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, with my garden, it's just me and my wife and her father. I mean, she probably put up 30 quarts of tomatoes already. And, you know, there's nothing like growing your own tomatoes and making your own tomato sauce. I know the ragu was great, and, you know, it's in there, the pregou or whatever, it's in there. Okay,
The chemicals taste great. The chemicals taste great, right, Joe?
Yeah, but it's...
That's right. It's the chemicals, and it's the soy in the ragu that will give you man boobs. That's right.
But what about the homemade sauce, Mike? I mean, how much work does it? I mean, like you said, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
It's not a lot of work. I mean, yeah, of course you got to plant the seeds. You got to weed the garden. You know, sometimes you might have to water it depending on what your weather is, if you're getting a drought or not. You know, she picks the tomatoes, she brings them in, she boils them. You know, the skins come off. You put them in the food processor. You know, and she puts heats that sauce up to boiling. You know, she puts them in cannon jars. I think she puts a little salt in there, and you know, then she puts the lid on, and puts the ring on, and then she puts them under a blanket, like, you know, like a towel, so their heat can't escape. And I mean, you'll sit there hearing them all night long, like pop, pop, pop. They're all sealing, you know, they're all sealing themselves. You know, she just brought up tomato juicers from about 6-7 years ago, and she was going to throw it away, and she opened them up, and they're all still good.
Hey, Mike, not to interrupt you, but like in the beginning, we're talking about people taking advantage of people, and even with our own family or friends or what have you, scams. We've touched a little bit on that, but what do you think about what I said about that, where we have to be careful? You have to be careful who you can trust today. You know, the guy next door or my buddy down the road, you know, like a story I told you.
Even like the people in our own family. You know, I left it up to my brother to take care of my mother's estate, not the brother that's on the line, another brother. And he just decided to take all her, everything she had. He goes to Hawaii for 17 days, you know, and then comes home and lives off the rest, you know. And there, and there's, you know, there's three other kids in the family. But,
yeah,
you know, he thought he was justified. Well, that's what all these people are doing that are scamming you.
Mike, you just made a good point, and I know you're probably trying to make it. They feel they're justified. You don't own me. You owe me. You owe me. What's yours is mine, you know? Right?
Yeah, and what's theirs is theirs.
Yeah, yeah. So you're right. People feel justified by what they're, you know, they feel it's theft. You know what? I worked my whole damn life until I'm 80 years old. I'm not going to let anyone come in and take what I work for. Now, if I'm discombobulated, then you know what? I would hope my family would step in and protect me, you know?
Yeah, you know, you can only do so much on that, you know? If the person you're dealing with is not... you know, compatible with what you're trying to do or say or anything, you know, it's like talking to my puppies, but they're pretty smart.
like leading the horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
Yeah. Right, you know, but that's not true. But go ahead, Mike.
But
people try to help each other from one side of the country to the next. You know, what happened to when all the family lived together? You know, when I was up in Connecticut, you see, I'm there staying at my grandmother's house. I could help her. You know, I cannot help her while I'm in North Carolina. Whatever happens, happens. She falls down. I can't help her. You know, all I could do is make phone calls. And what happens when you make phone calls? Voicemail, you know.
Oh, but isn't it sad that, you know, that generation, you know, they wait until it's too late. You know what I mean? They wait until the cow has run out of the barn to say, gee, I want him to drink. Well, you know, this generation, you know, they wait until they have a stroke. And then they're like, oh, please come help me.
Well, Mike, I can't say we can't put it all on that generation, because it's our generation that has to step up and take responsibility too. It's like my sons. I'm going to teach my sons growing up that, hey, you know, when I'm 70 years old, I may not ask for your help, but it's you as an obligation as being my son to come help me, even though I may not ask for it, you know? That's just my opinion.
And I really hope they do grow up like that, because this generation that's growing up now is like they say, it's the me generation, you know? And
yeah,
we you know, you talk about on your show about, you know, all the problems that, you know, we're going to be going into and everything else, you know? And I think, you know, not to get into politics or anything, but I think that's why Donald Trump is doing so well. You know, he's finally saying something that people want to hear. You know,
well,
and he says,
well,
"I'm good."
Go go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think that's it. He's saying something. Like I said last night or the week or the show before, I'm tired of hearing promises that turn into nothing. I don't believe any of them.
Well, you know what? I agree with you guys, but at the same time, I don't, because you know what I think he's doing? He's entertaining everyone, just like Ross Perot did. You know? Because when it comes push to shove, guess what? You're going to hear Donald Trump drops out of the race. You know? And I hope that's not true. I hope I'm wrong. But history always tends to repeat itself, and look what happened back in 1992 with Ross Perot. He did the same thing Donald Trump's doing. He flabbergasted everybody with his charisma, and he got in Al Gore's face on Larry King. You look up the video on YouTube. You know, can I talk? And that's what he was. You know, he stood up to all these people, and he was winning 45% in the polls. And guess what? He drops out. Boom. You know?
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
you know why? You know why he dropped out, Joe?
Why?
Because he was getting death threats against his kids.
Yeah, probably other candidates.
probably, but you know, and you, just like you said, Joe, that you know, you two boys are everything. Well, I mean, you know, Ross Perot is a very rich man. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can understand that. I mean, you know, if all of a sudden you're getting death threats and everything against you, maybe yourself and your family and everything, you know, do you want to chance it?
So what you're saying then is whoever didn't want him to continue his nomination or to be president knew exactly how to push his buttons. So that goes along with what I'm saying. Presidents aren't elected; they're selected, and I wouldn't trust any of them because it's all a big bunch of bull. It doesn't matter whether you vote or not. What matters is who counts the votes. But I got something to say. excuse me on that first subject, with family and scams. If I could say something about that.
Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, I had the opportunity to have a couple people move in with me because I felt bad for them. They had nowhere to go. They didn't have a house. They didn't have any money. What a miserable mistake that was. It could have cost me. It could have cost me my life very easily. Hindsight is always 20/20. Before you have anybody move in with you that's crying broke, I got it bad. I need a place to live. I don't have any money. I'm hungry. I don't have any food. Mommy don't like me. My husband hates me. Put them in a motel room. Give them responsibilities. You're in a motel room. Tomorrow morning, I'm coming to pick you up at 7 a.m. You're going to come over and clean my house. You're going to cook me lunch, whatever the case may be, and then I'm going to take you back to your motel room and whatever. Tuesday, I'm going to come pick you up, and we're going to go look for jobs. See if they can handle that for a couple weeks. I know it's going to be tough, but you know what? It's better than the alternative.
Well, it's true. That's true. You know? Well, you know, it's just a thing, like I said, with this show. You know, we invite so many people on to come on, and nobody has time. And you know what? At the same time, like I told you, I was on the internet last night talking about this homosexual thing. You know, like, for instance, right now I got up on my screen. Huckabee to hold rally in support of Kentucky County Clerk. And we have all these comments, to hell with the gays, blah, blah, Huckabee, blah, blah, blah. This person, Daryl Walsh, J-A-S-K-G-O, and Midas Snap, and all these other code names they got. And I type in something into the box, and they all tear me to pieces. But I ask them to come on to this show and talk their opinion, and guess what? Not one reply. You know? Because you know what? It's all baloney. It's all garbage. It's fake.
That's what I've said of my years of experience. Like I said, I don't know about Blogspot, but if you could get 12, 15, 18, 20 consistent callers and get a half a dozen people to actually call in, I think you'd be doing great because it's all a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, because like this CNN and Fox, you know what? They pay those people $500 a pop, some of them. Yeah, look it up. It's true. They pay all, like Sean Hannity.
I, I know it's true. I know it's true. Listen.
Yeah.
When they launch a spaceship and they're going to the moon, you know, just look at the trajectory and everything. It doesn't appear they're going to the moon to me. Look at all the moon landing videos and photos and everything. When they're up there working and things are just floating around without gravity, and then bubbles are shooting up from the bottom, like they're in a swimming pool, or they're on stage doing stuff, and all of a sudden a squirrel runs by. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm not saying that's the truth. I'm not saying they didn't go to the moon and they don't want us to know what's really there. What I'm saying is they're trying to fool us. And if they're trying to fool us like that, then what else is a lie?
That's right. And you know what? You may be looking at the bigger picture, and you may be stumbling about something that you're not supposed to just. That you're not supposed to know anything about, you know? And that's why they shut those people up, like in one of my introductions, you know, like where it says life is just a ride. You remember I played that last week? And they say, and then these people who come to them and they say, shut up! I got a lot of money invested in this ride. Shut that
exactly.
man up! You know?
Yep.
Because they don't want people like us out there telling people what's really for real. Because if I interact with people physically and directly over the phone, they'll come on to this show because I've done it. But
right.
through the internet and through the television media, it's all fake, man. None of them are real. I mean, I've asked people to come on, and they won't come on this show. Why? Why? Why, if you believe in something so strongly that you wouldn't want to say, why spend time typing comments on YouTube instead of picking up the phone or going in the chat box and typing comments on a worldwide platform? Why? Because it's fake. They are not real people.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, and that's all we can do, Mike, is we're going to try to grow this show with real people. We're going to get people on here that are real, and we're going to talk, and we're going to make some noise. And that's the way it's going to be, because I'm going to keep promoting the show, and we're going to grow it, and we're going to get more and more supporters, and we're going to get more and more everyday callers in here until we get that 1,000 supporters that are trying to break down the phone lines to get on here. Because you want to know what? We're real. And we're going to, like you said, Mike, we're going to help people. It's going to be kind of self-help thing. And we're going to talk to, you know, we're going to get our opinions heard, like we're doing now, because this is all archived, and everyone's going to know about us eventually. And when they do, they'll all start coming to us. Because every night we do a little bit kind of a different show. And we're starting, you know, and we lay down that platform. And eventually people will start to jump on that platform, people that are real. Okay? You just can't pick up the phone and start a radio show and expect 20,000 people to tune in. We got to build a foundation. And that's what we're doing right now. By speaking our thoughts and our opinions. And guess what? Who knows? Can something big come of it? I don't know. But all I know is we're going to try. What else would you be doing at 7 o'clock at night? Watching TV? You know, why not tune in and talk to your family members and your friends? Why not? What else are you going to be doing? I know all those other people, family members. Go ahead.
Why can't somebody just call in and say, I'm just telling you, I'm listening to the show. Good show. Thanks a lot. And, you know, and then listen. I mean, you know, we're not, you don't paint somebody into a corner or anything like that. I mean,
no.
You know, there's a lot of things. I'd love to have my sister come on here because she's very knowledgeable about Alzheimer's patients. And, you know, she's a director of a facility that deals with those types of people. And, you know, she's the activities director. So she's got to think of things to get these people their mind working, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, she told me a couple of things the other day, which I was really, you know, I thought about it and thought about it. And I was like, yeah, you know, you that's a great thing to do, you know? And I'm just not picking on my sister. I'd love to have her come on. But
well,
you know,
well, like you said, Mike, she's not. But, Mike, what she should say is, hey, why not share that with us tonight on the radio, with everyone listening, you know? Why not share that? Yeah, hey, maybe we can grow, you know?
Just like you said, this show's archived. That she came on and told something about, you know, what helped an Alzheimer's patient that, you know, she's taking care of, or that, you know, she, and all of a sudden somebody listened to that in the archive, and they go, gee, I should try that, because, you know, my father or my mother or whatever, you know, is developing or has it or whatever. I mean, you just think you could help one person. Right.
Well, you're right, Mike. Because you know what, I'm gonna tell you right now. There's been nights when you didn't tune in, and believe it or not, that's the night where we got a lot of people calling. We asked Joe from Meriden. He was on that night. We had two new people call in from Connecticut and said, "Hey, you know, we heard about your show and we support it." And just like you just said, and they said thanks, and that was it. And then another guy talked about, you know, marijuana and legalizing marijuana. I'm trying to get a hold of him because I want to get him back on to talk about that. But, yeah, so people do that. What it is we just got to reach out because there's so much fake nonsense out there. There's too much spam, I guess you could say, that interferes with the truth and blocks us from really interacting with real people. Like right now on Twitter, I have 795 followers. I bet 760 of them are fake. You know, so
exactly.
We got to try to reach out.
You know, everyone is out there trying to earn a little bit of money, trying to make an extra income. You know, you once said in a show two or three back, promote your business and everything. Well, I'm going to say something, not because I want to promote what I want to do, because I'm trying to make a point here about something. Right now, I'm sealing up a package and I'm going to ship out. It's a DVD. I sell DVDs on eBay. That's what I do. And I sell a lot of them. A lot of them. I sell a lot of DVDs on eBay. But what I'm getting at is there are people out there that could use the extra income calling into this show and talking about what they know about could provide them a few extra dollars every week or every day, depending on what they do. The problem is people don't want to do anything. There are people around here that I can't talk to about anything, because when you try to talk to them about something, the response you get is, I don't want to know. I'm too busy. I can't think about that now. That's too much for me. I can't handle that. But yet, they have no money. They have no income. They're broke all the time. So I think if people listening to this would call in and say, you know, I'm George and I'm a plumber, you know, and I live in Middlefield, Connecticut. And, you know, if you call me, I'll come out and I'll be very hospitable or whatever the case may be, you know, because people want to deal with people. People don't want to deal with companies. Now, as I said, I sell a lot of DVDs on eBay. And yes, I get the people, they'll buy a set of DVDs which sells on Amazon for $140, and they'll buy it from me for $14. It's the same videos. I know it's the same videos because the ones on Amazon are mine too. But yet they'll get the ones off of eBay and they'll get them and they'll say, they don't work, I want my money back. And those are the kind of people you're going to run into. So what do? You give them their money back. And then you mark them down and you just don't sell to them anymore. But like I said, if you're listening to this and you have a business or you want to start a business, come on and say something. Hi, I'm Mike. I'm an electrician, blah, 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 or whatever the case may be. I'm done.
Well, people don't want to take advantage of that opportunity, like you said, because they want to sit around doing nothing. We're too busy on our iPhones. We're too busy posting selfies up on Facebook. You know, I mean, it's all about me. Even some family members of mine out there who I ask to call in. Or just, hey, contribute or listen. They don't. You know, I ask them constantly. Oh, I was at my friend's house. Oh, I'm busy. I'm doing this. Blah, blah, blah. But yet they got that cell phone shoved so far up their ass, as soon as they open their mouth, you can see exactly what they're talking about, you know? So it's just, it's all bullshit.
Let me make another point about your income. I'm not a tax attorney and I'm not an attorney, but this is what I know. You know, if you come on here and you talk about your business, you could deduct your entire bill for your phone for that month because you're using it to try to produce income. If you come on here and you talk about your business and you get somebody that wants you to come out to their house or whatever, you go out, you deduct the gas, you deduct your part of your car payment, you deduct your computer payments, you deduct a portion of your rent or your mortgage, you deduct a portion of your electric bill off your taxes. So just by trying to make an income and calling yourself a business, you've already got money flowing in, and those are the IRS's rules. They're not mine. Now, I mentioned Amazon and eBay before what I do. That's why my discs are $14 on eBay, because I don't want a profit. I don't want an income. What I do on eBay is a hobby. It's not a business. I don't want any income. All I want to do is cover the expenses.
Well, that's because you do it as a hobby for fun. But anyway, Mike, if you got something else to contribute, we'll start, or anyone else out there, 657-383-0616, press 1. You'll be connected. If not, we'll go ahead and start wrapping it up. I can sure use an extra hours anyways of putting together tomorrow night's show.
I think that, you know, like my brother was just saying, you know, people, you know, they buy stuff on eBay and then all of a sudden it doesn't work or it doesn't look right or it doesn't fit me or something. You know, they don't send the product back, but you send them back their money. You know, that might be a scam.
Yeah.
Well, what eBay does now, what they'll do is they'll get the discs and they'll copy them. And they, as a matter of fact, I had someone write me last night. There's another site out there which is called iOffer, and you go in there and you make an offer on everything. And what that is, what I believe it is, I believe it's a honeypot for Warner Brothers Pictures. There's a gentleman who peruses around here and hands out intellectual copyright violations, and he goes by Michael Benthover, but that's not his real name. And he says he's from Warner Brothers, right? And he never submits the copyright violation in the proper format. He never submits it under any penalties of perjury. He just complains to, in this case, iOffer, who in turn kicks you off and never lets you sell anything again on there again. But if you go on iOffer.com, the place is just riddled with copyright violations from top to bottom. And those are the ones I believe are there. That's the honeypot because they're luring everybody in. That's my belief.
I agree. Well, just look at his name. What's his name? Benthover?
Well, his name is Michael Benthover. Benthover, I believe. And I've searched him out, and supposedly he does work for Warner Brothers, but that information's on the internet. I'm not there, and I can't make an absolute claim. But also what I found out that's an AKA. That's not his real name. How could you possibly make a legal decision in a name like that when that's your anonymous AKA name? You know, and
well, I got someone else tuning in from logging in.
Okay.
So we'll let them get shot. 336-235. Hello.
Hey, Joe. It has nothing to do with tonight's show, but I do have a question for you for tomorrow's show. Are you going to do the quarterback show?
No, I'm waiting
tomorrow.
I'm waiting for the first week of the season, actually. And so I said last week, yeah, I'm going to skip tomorrow.
Okay, because I have to work, and I just wanted to be sure, because usually I'll just, you know, turn it on.
For those of you who don't know what she's talking about, I do a show on Monday. It's called Monday Morning Quarterback. So if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I know there's a lot of them out there, because that show gets more listeners than this show combined. So, you know, believe it or not, and I'm telling you the truth, but that show will be at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern on Mondays, and we're going to start week one, and that's, so not this Monday, the following Monday, we'll be broadcasting at 1 p.m., all right?
Okay, all right, that's what I wanted to know, because the Cowboys game I have, I guess it's a rerun on the NFL station where they played the Houston Oilers, so I didn't know if you were going to talk about it or anything, or if you were going to have a show tomorrow, that's what I need to know.
All right. Thank you for checking
okay,
in.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
And by the way, how do you get rid of all?
Hang on. I disconnected you. Hang on. I'll reconnect you. Go ahead. You're back on.
That's okay. Hey, how do you get rid of all those telemarketer calls? Because I get them continuously, especially at work, and I'm constantly declining the phone call. I just hit the decline button. But isn't there a way to get rid of them? Or block them from your phone?
Joe and Meredith would be a better one to ask. Do you know?
Well, I have a feature on my phone where that no one can call me unless their number is programmed into my phone. And I've talked about this in previous shows. There are phones out there where you can just block incoming calls of a certain number. Of course, telemarketers can change the caller ID displays so it'll ring once.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They call back underneath a different number. After I'll get on and say, do not call my number anymore, or I'll decline the phone call, and they come up with a different number.
Well,
I'm like, really?
Right, that's a federal offense, number one, but you see, nobody's going to do anything about it. Quite frankly, just don't answer your phone. Turn your phone off.
Yes, I hate to do that. I always keep it on because of the fact of my mother and everything. I just keep it on all the time, and it's just so irritating. Well, I get them 6:30 in the morning.
There has to be an answer to this, and I'll research it. I'm going to look into that.
Okay.
There has to be an answer, you know?
And I'll tell you what, I know how aggravating it is, and me, when I have anxiety issues and everything, and with the phone ringing 6 times like that, you know what? The phone is lucky to still be on the wall.
I know. It's irritating at work, too, because I'll be giving meds or something, and the phone's going off, and I'm looking over there, and I'm saying, well, I don't know that number. And
well,
it's a telemarketer.
What you could easily do is talk to the telemarketer, fall for their scam, find out who it is, send them a certified letter, tell them what you do, tell them you're interfering with the health care of patients and everything, and you're going to hold them personally liable because they're negligent activity, and see if that stops them. And if not, go get an attorney. Have an attorney write them a letter and sue them for your time.
That's a lot. But I'll tell you what, did you ever understand? I can't even understand half of them. Don't speak very well English, you know? I'm like, really?
Right. Right, and they're calling on these voice over IP lines like I'm on now, except they're in a room with 300 other people doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, we'll investigate that. And the other thing I wanted to bring to your attention, too, Joe, you had mentioned something about you were going to try to do a show where you're going to have somebody from Earthsphere talk, and that would be really interesting because I go in there and I ask them a lot of questions about certain products.
Yeah.
And
I think
that would be informative.
That must have been Mike. All right, I disconnected him. All right, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm in contact with them. I'm just waiting because I want to get everything together. Now that I got the voice, I mean, I sounded good tonight, right?
Yes.
You're fine
okay,
tonight.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying because, like, remember a couple weeks ago, it was breaking up, you know, and I want to get your set times down, which I've got now, and I'll email it to everyone or I'll put it on Facebook. I finally got the original set times because you got to remember, my little boy is going to school, so I had to adjust that. I didn't figure that into this because it conflicts with my personal schedule, but also I want to be on early enough in case I have to call anybody because everything's closed at 9 o'clock at night, you know?
Right.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, well, I'm going to get Earth Fair on here. I'll get somebody because I know somebody who works there, and they will come on. So we will do that. Probably maybe even this week. I'll see.
Okay, great. Okay, have a good night. I got to take a shower, get up, and go to work now.
We all do. So, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up.
And remember, if you call Earthfare anyway, don't ask them any medical questions or what their herbs or supplements are going to cure or prevent because they're not going to answer them.
Right. No, they can't. They can't. No, it's just like the questions I ask in there, like I'll ask them, how do I know it's organically grown? Where was it growing? And, you know, why is it so expensive? And, you know, and he proceeded to answer a lot of my questions. So I just figured it would be informative to other people. And plus, Joe, you could question them because you always question, you know, like the organic products.
I will. And Joe and Meriden, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. All right, well,
okay.
Let's go ahead and get ready to wrap it up then. All right, well, tomorrow is no show. Tuesday we'll be on at 6:30. So I went half and half. A lot of people said 7. Some other people said 6 is too early. So we'll do 6:30 Tuesday night. That's the new time for Tuesday. And then I'll let everyone know for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Okay? But tomorrow's gonna be no show. Usually the Monday morning quarterback show will always be at 1 p.m. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right.
Okay.
See
have a good night,
everyone.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night. We'll go ahead and wrap it up. I'll pick something here for a closing real quick.
Yep.
Let's see.
I've got company over here, so as soon as you start closing up, I'm going to go back out with them for a little while.
All right, good night.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Countries also. Huerta. And the governor. The landlords. Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Revolution, please don't try to tell me about revolution. I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho ho, the time has come to have a change. Sit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
People read the books. Or the people can't read the books. The poor people and say, we have to have a change. So the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people read the books. They all sit around the big polished tables. And they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat. Huh? But what has happened to the poor people? They're dead. That's your revolution.
Don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects all, subjects beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die. And I know that what's within me is all also within you. That's why I ask you now. Join me. Rise up with me. Rise up on the wings of this plane I know. We'll rebuild on the soul of this little warrior. We will pick up his standard and raise it up. Carry it forward until this city.
Pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008 you will be required to carry around a federal identification card which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
The whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, etc., and so forth. It's all a big, fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life, in the first 30, trying to become something. I wanted to become good at things. I wanted to become good at tennis. I wanted to become good at school and grades and everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. I'm not okay the way I am, but if I got good at things, I realized that I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was.
We've been trained for individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately it is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. And we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you, and experiencing the fact that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not, all that's learned along the way.
The old appeals to racial, sexual, religious chauvinism, to rabid nationalist fervor are beginning not to work. A new consciousness is developing which sees the earth as a single organism and recognizes that an organism at war with itself is doomed.
Life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real,
because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored.
And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride?
And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't
worry. Don't be afraid ever. Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we'll kill those good guys
and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter. Because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want.
Only the choice. No effort, no work, no job, no
savings of money. Just a choice right now between fear and love.